Rugby League's annual State of Origin showcase kicks off tonight, and there's a political dimension to it this year. Four Aboriginal players taking part in the match will boycott the national anthem, which they say doesn't represent Indigenous Australia. The move's dividing fans of the game, but political support for a change to the anthem is coming from an unlikely source. Our political reporter, Tom Eagledon, has more from Canberra.
Famously pitting state against state, mate against mate, State of Origin's dividing rugby league fans along different lines this year.
The State of Origin football game should not be used as a political issue, and therefore I'm disappointed that these players are taking this step.
That's Liberal MP Craig Kelly talking about the four Indigenous players who'll tonight seal their lips as the national anthem's sung before kickoff. One of them, 21-year-old Boom New South Wales centre Latrell Mitchell, told Channel 7 why.
We aren't young and free. We were here first with longest living culture in the world. And I guess just for them words to be in that, you know, it just contradicts the whole, you know, anthem for us singing it.
Despite deploring the way the players have taken a stand, Craig Kelly understands the sentiments.
These gentlemen said that we would be happy to sing the national anthem with changing that one word. I think a lot of Australians would sit down and they'd say, okay, let's change that word, let's put that behind us, let's sing We Are Strong and Free, and let's all get on and make sure that we are, as the anthem says, Australians all.
A social conservative who opposed changes like same-sex marriage, Craig Kelly's influential in right-wing circles in the coalition, who'd be likely hardest to convince of the need for rewording the national anthem. NRL chairman Peter Beattie says he's been pleased with the way players like Latrell Mitchell and Origin debutant Cody Walker have made their point.
The players haven't been grandstanding. They've simply stated their case in a calm and sensible way. And I think if everyone responds in the same way, we can move on and enjoy the football.
The game's heavily hyped on host broadcaster Channel 9.
It's time for the bloodiest battle on Earth.
Oh, my goodness!
In the US, NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick's career came to an end when he took a knee during the American national anthem to protest social injustice. But with Australians' famous ambivalence to Advance Australia Fair, there's little sign the Indigenous players making tonight's protest will meet a similar fate. Queensland's captain is non-Indigenous halfback Daly Cherry Evans.
Hopefully this sort of stuff does start conversations, not just in sports but around the country, around what we believe can make this country a better place.
Queensland Origin skipper Daly Cherry Evans ending Tom Eagledon's report.